This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so we're back. And, you know, today I wanted to dig into something that I think is super relevant for just about anyone out there with a website.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you actually get people to see it? You know?
Yeah.
We live in a world where attention spans are, you know, constantly being pulled in a million different directions.
Like, absolutely.
Just having a great website isn't enough anymore.
No, it's not.
So I'm really excited about this deep dive.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to give us some really actionable strategies for making our websites, you know, more visible.
Mm.
And we're going to be looking at both the online and offline worlds.
Right.
Because there's a lot that we can do that we might not even be thinking about. And the source for this deep dive is a book called Making Your Website Famous.
Okay.
It's by Jim Clannon, and it's subtitled Web Design Best Practices.
Nice.
So, you know, if you're listening to this, you probably have a website, whether it's for your business or your passion project or, you know, whatever it might be.
Right.
And you want to make sure that it's not just existing in a vacuum. You want to make sure that people are actually seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
So Clannon starts off by talking about something that a lot of people might overlook in this digital age.
Okay.
And that is offline marketing.
Ah, interesting stuff.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, we think so much about, you know, the online world.
Right.
But there's all this stuff that we can be doing in the real world that can actually drive traffic to our websites.
So, like, what kinds of things are we talking about?
Well, so he starts with something really basic, which is your business stationery.
Okay.
Now, this might seem really obvious.
Yeah.
But he emphasizes the importance of making sure that your web address is on all of your physical materials.
Oh, okay. So, like, business cards, letterhead.
Exactly. Business cards, yeah. Letterhead, envelopes.
Got it.
You know, the whole suite.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's like a constant reminder to people. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's where you can find me online.
Right.
And it's not just those basic things, though.
Oh, so there's more.
Yeah, he also talks about brochures, flyers, folders, you know, even printed newsletters.
Okay, so any physical material that you're putting out there.
Exactly. It's an opportunity to guide people to your website.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then there's direct mail.
Okay.
He makes a really interesting point about printing your URL boldly on the front of postcards.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that.
Yeah, like instead of burying it, you know, somewhere in the fine print.
Right. Just put it right out there.
Yeah, you put it right there on the front, and it's like, you know, it grabs people's attention.
They know exactly where to go.
Exactly. And hopefully, you know, it makes them curious enough to go check out your website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, moving on to press releases.
Okay.
Now, we often think of press releases as being for, like, big companies.
Right.
You know, making big announcements. But Clannon suggests using press releases to highlight newsworthy content on your website.
Oh, okay. So, like, what kind of content are we talking about?
Well, it could be anything. You know, like, maybe you just published a free ebook, or you're offering a new online course, or you have some kind of unique perspective on something in your industry.
So basically anything new and interesting that's happening on your site.
Exactly. And the key is to make sure that your URL is included in the body of the press release.
Got it.
And in your contact information.
So it's easy for people to find you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make it as effortless as possible for people to connect with you online.
Makes sense.
Now, here's one that you might not think about.
Okay.
On hold messages.
Oh, interesting.
You know, those messages that you hear when you're calling a business and you're put on hold?
Yeah.
Clannon says that this is actually a great opportunity to direct people to your website.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because you have a captive audience, right?
Right. They're already listening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you could just say something like, you know, to learn more about our services, visit us at, and then give your full web address.
Simple but effective.
Exactly.
I like it.
Now, this next tactic requires a bit of finesse.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Radio interviews.
Ah, okay.
So if you ever had the chance to be interviewed on the radio, Clannon says that you should find natural ways to weave in your URL.
So don't just blurt it out.
Right, exactly. Don't just say, you know, go to my website.
Yeah.
He gives this great example. He says instead of saying, you know, on my website, you could say something like, on my website, www.buzzyseeds.com, I have a ton of free resources about this topic.
Okay, so you're providing context and value.
Exactly, and you're giving the full web address.
Yeah, don't make people guess.
Right, because, you know, people aren't going to remember a partial name or know how to search for you.
That's true.
Got to make it easy for them.
Absolutely.
Another great offline strategy is contributing guest columns or articles.
Right.
So if you're an expert in your field and you write for publications, Clannon says that your byline is a goal and opportunity.
The byline?
Yeah, you know that little bio at the end of the article?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He says you should definitely include your website URL and your email address there.
It's like a mini business card, right?
Exactly. It establishes your credibility, and it gives people a direct way to connect with you.
Right.
And then, of course, there are promotional items.
Oh, yeah, the good old swag.
Exactly. Clannon lists a whole bunch of stuff that you can put your website address on.
Like what kind of stuff?
You know, keychains, pens, pencils, mouse pads, coffee mugs, apparel.
So basically anything that people will use and see.
Exactly. It's like having walking billboards for your website.
Yeah, I love that.
And then he rounds out the offline strategies with just a few more, you know, billboards, fax cover sheets, vehicles.
Fax cover sheets. Wow, that's a throwback.
I know, right? But apparently people still use them.
Huh. You learn something new every day.
Exactly. And then, you know, Yellow Pages adds other printed advertisements.
Okay, so pretty much any physical media you can think of.
Exactly. The more visible your URL is in the real world, the more likely it is that people are going to see it and visit your website.
Makes sense.
Okay, so now for the flip side.
The online world.
Exactly, the online world. And this is where it gets really interesting.
All right, let's hear it.
But before we dive in, I just want to emphasize something that Clannon says, which is that your online and offline efforts shouldn't be separate.
Oh, that's a good point.
They should complement each other.
Right, they should work together.
Exactly. So you know what you're doing online should amplify what you're doing offline and vice versa.
So it's like a 1-2 punch.
Exactly.
I like it.
So let's start with online directories.
Okay.
Now, Clannon points out that there are literally thousands of online directories out there.
Wow, thousands.
Yeah. And they're not just general directories. There are industry-specific directories, local business directories, you name it.
So there's a directory for pretty much everything.
Pretty much. And his advice is simple, list your business and your website URL on as many relevant directories as possible.
Okay, so it's like the modern day Yellow Pages.
Exactly. Mm. People still use directories to find businesses and services.
Right, it makes sense.
So by listing your website on these directories, you're increasing your visibility.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's worth noting that consistency is really important here.
Consistency in what way?
Well, your business name, address, and phone number should be the same across all of the directories.
Oh, okay. So NAP consistency.
Exactly. NAP consistency. And that's important for both local SEO and for building trust with potential customers.
Makes sense.
Okay. So next up, partner mentions.
Major mentions.
Yeah. This is all about leveraging your network.
Okay.
Clannon suggests reaching out to your marketing and business partners.
Okay.
And asking them to feature your website on their sites.
Ah, so you're kind of cross-promoting each other.
Exactly. And you could even propose a reciprocal arrangement.
Yeah, I'll link to you if you link to me.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
I like it.
Now, just like in the offline world, online press releases and articles are a valuable tool.
Mm-hmm.
Clannon says that you should use online wire services to announce newsworthy content from your website.
Okay.
Just like we talked about before with the offline press releases.
Right.
But the online press releases have the potential to reach a much wider audience.
Yeah, because they're online.
Exactly. And they can be picked up by other news outlets and websites.
So it's like a ripple effect.
Exactly. And oftentimes those other websites will link back to your site.
Oh, so you could get some backlinks that way.
Exactly.
Cool.
Now, this next one is so basic, but it's so important.
Okay, hit me with it.
Email signatures.
Ah, yes. The humble email signature.
Every email that you send is an opportunity to promote your website address.
That's true.
So make sure that it's in your signature.
Just a little reminder at the bottom of every email.
Exactly. It's simple, but it's effective.
You got it.
Now let's talk about social media.
The big one.
Yeah. Social media Clannon highlights the power of platforms like Twitter and Facebook.
Right.
And he encourages you to include your website on your personal and business pages and to share it in your posts.
You know, he even gives this example of how a potential customer might be connected to you through a seemingly distant social media connection.
So it's like the 6 degrees of separation.
Exactly. You never know who might be watching.
That's true.
And who might be interested in what you have to offer.
You got to be out there.
Exactly.
Okay, what else?
Banner advertising.
Banner ads.
Yeah, you know those ads that you see on websites?
Yeah.
Clannon suggests placing banner ads not only on your own website,
okay,
but also on other websites that your target audience frequents.
So you're putting your ads where the people you want to reach are already hanging out.
Exactly. And that can be really effective.
Yeah.
Now, here's a really interesting point that Clannon makes.
Okay, I'm listening.
He says that you should naturally mention your website within the actual text content of your site itself.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so don't just rely on like menus and buttons.
Right.
Actually weave your website name into the content.
And why is that important?
Well, for one thing, it reinforces it in the visitor's mind,
mm-hmm.
but it also has benefits for SEO.
SEO?
Yeah, search engine optimization.
Yeah.
So when Google or Bing or whatever search engine you're using crawls your website,
right,
they see that you're mentioning your website name,
right, yeah,
and they understand that it's an important part of your site.
So it helps your ranking.
Exactly.
Okay, that's smart.
And it's not just about mentioning your website name.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, you should also link to other pages within your own site.
Okay.
That's called internal linking.
Internal linking.
And it helps both visitors and search engines understand the structure of your site.
Got it.
Okay. Moving on to news and discussion groups and blogs.
Okay.
Clannan recommends including your website URL or your signature in your postings on these platforms.
Okay.
Especially when you're participating in relevant conversations.
Right. So you're adding value to the conversation.
Exactly. And then you're subtly guiding people back to your website.
Okay.
Pay-per-click marketing gets a brief mention.
Pay-per-click.
Yeah. It's a form of online advertising where you pay for each click that leads to your website.
So you're only paying for results.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it can be really effective for driving targeted traffic.
Nice.
And finally, who can overlook the power of viral video?
Viral video, yeah.
Clannan brings up YouTube as a prime example.
Right.
He suggests creating engaging video content, maybe even with a touch of humor.
Okay.
And that could be a really great way to drive traffic back to your website.
Because people love to share videos.
Exactly. Especially if they're funny or entertaining.
That's like free marketing.
Exactly.
I like it.
Now, Clannan does briefly mention some really unconventional marketing examples.
Unconventional, like what?
Oh, like a woman who auctioned off advertising space on her stomach for a URL.
What? On her stomach?
Yeah, she like put a temporary tattoo on her stomach.
Wow, that's dedication.
I know, right? And then there was someone who offered their forehead as a temporary billboard.
For a Super Bowl ad?
Yeah.
Wow, that's commitment.
I know, right?
So I guess the takeaway here is that you got to be creative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Clannan doesn't necessarily endorse these extreme tactics.
Right.
But he includes them to highlight the importance of thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to find ways to break through the noise,
yeah,
and make your website stand out.
Yeah. In a world where everyone's vying for attention.
Exactly.
You got to do something different.
Exactly. So as we wrap up this deep dive, the core message is clear.
Okay.
You got to market your website both online and offline.
Great.
If you want people to see it.
Makes sense.
Don't just treat your website as a static thing.
Mm.
You know, you got to actively promote it.
Yeah, put it out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Good question.
Think about which of these offline strategies you can implement right away.
Yeah.
Could you be more strategic about including your URL on your business materials?
Right.
Maybe explore opportunities for guest blogging in your industry.
That's a good one.
And think about how you can get creative with your marketing.
Yeah. Think outside the box. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, maybe not to the extreme of those examples that we talked about.
Right. Maybe not your forehead.
But, you know, something unique,
yeah,
that will help your website stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, you want all the hard work that you've put into your website to actually pay off.
Absolutely. You want people to see it and engage with it.
Exactly.
So make it memorable.
Make it memorable.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.